No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's yours truly, Adam Carriker, and the Hawks guy himself, Mr. Jake Bachman, producer Jake. All right, we got a question on the text line because I'm giving the Creighton score in football terms only because Jake pointed out earlier that they don't have a football team, and I just ran with it. And the question was, is a touchdown 6 or 7 points? I am factoring in the made extra point. So when I say that Creighton, last time I gave the score update, was up by 2 touchdowns and 2 safeties, that meant 18 points. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, before we continue to discuss, let me see. You know what? Let's go on to the next potential true freshman impact player for the Huskers, actually. We'll move on to that. Mine is Malcolm Simpson. A lot of this has to do, he's a freak athlete. Matt Rhule even talked about. You watch him on the basketball court, and that's where it really caught his eye. Matt Rhule looks for the diamonds in the rough. How do you find a diamond in the rough? You look for a guy who's really fast, but maybe doesn't have uber stats. You look for a guy who's really athletic and hasn't played a ton, but man, if you can coach him up right, you can develop him. That's how you take 2 and 3 stars and turn them into NFL players and first-round draft picks or guys who get drafted. You find the guys, because Alabama, they're going to get athletic guys, but they're not very likely to talk to the athletic guy who doesn't have big stats because they can go get 50 guys that are athletic with big stats. But Nebraska, if you're Matt Rhule, and this is what you did at Temple, Baylor, and what you want to continue to do at Nebraska and develop players, you find those diamonds in the rough, the guys who are really fast, really athletic, even really big, and you develop them. Maybe they haven't gotten the reps, whatever the case may be. Maybe you see them playing another sport. And so that's what Malcolm Simpson is. Part of this also, it's a bit of a reach, okay, to say a D lineman is going to be a true freshman impact player or an offensive lineman. It's a bit of a reach. Who was the first true freshman to ever start as an offensive lineman here in Nebraska? He also won conference player of the year before he was done in the Big Eight. There, gigantic hints.
First true freshman to play on the offensive line, you said?
Start as a true freshman on the offensive line in Nebraska before he was done. And how many offensive linemen are considered Big Eight offensive player of the year? I've never known another offensive lineman to win offensive player of the year before for a conference.
Remington?
Close. Will Shields.
Will Shields, okay.
Will Shields, my friend. So it's a little bit of a stretch, but the D-line is so unproven. It's going to be young guys everywhere. You mentioned Riley Van Poppel. Okay, we got – I mean, I can list – every guy I list is going to be a young guy who hasn't played a ton. We've only got one defensive lineman who started a single game in college on this entire roster. So, Malcolm Simpson, I said, you know, might be a surprise. Definitely a surprise in my humble opinion if – that he's even on this list. But if somebody's going to step up and going to surprise us, it needs to be – on the defensive line. Nobody's really going to surprise us on offense other than, oh, they're even better than we thought. That's not the surprise I'm looking for. It's, I didn't see that guy coming. For him, because he's a true freshman defensive lineman. He's a freak athlete at a position where we need young guys to step up. He's a young guy. I don't know if it's going to happen. It's a bit of a reach, but you never know. All right, who you got next, Jake?
One guy to look out for, I think, is Jeremiah Jones. So might play some wide receiver here. 6'4", 205. They have him coming in as an athlete, or they have him listed as an athlete on most sites. I believe he's going to come in. He's had some bold predictions about what he can do. Again, there's lots of attention. I think that from the wide receiver position, we think Cortez Mills, we think Isaiah Mosey, but I think don't overlook him as well.
Dude, we've had named 7 completely different players so far. Are you purposely staying away from the guys I'm mentioning, or is this just a coincidence?
I'd say a little bit of both. Not to repeat what you're saying.
I got you. I was like, how do you not put Merritt and Mills on there? Like, those are the first two everyone's going to – okay, I get it. Real quick, before we go on, I do want to shout out the Character Chronicles football camp. July 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. here in Lincoln, Nebraska at the LYF Lincoln Youth Football Field. July 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Lincoln, Nebraska, LYF, Lincoln Youth Football Field. It's the inaugural, first ever annual. Somebody commented this morning, it can't be annual till it's year 2. Well, it's going to be annual. So the first annual Character Chronicles football camp featuring Husker legends Eric Crouch, Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer, Amon Green, Green Bay Packers, all-time leading rusher, Hall of Famer, 2-time national champ. Again, I will be wandering around for some sort of a reason, and we're going to have another surprise former Husker as well. At least one more. There's a guy who's 90% in. And again, if it doesn't work out with him, I've spoken with multiple guys. So at least one more surprise Husker legend will be joining us. So if you want to sign up, register for this camp, it is live now. Go to CharacterChronicles.com. Go to CharacterChronicles.com. There's a banner across the top. There's a picture of Eric and Amon and myself. You can click on any of those things in the menu bar. It says football camp. Click on any of those things. It'll take you to the page with all the information you could be looking for, an easy registration process as well. K-8, boys and girls, autographs and t-shirts included. All right. Who's your fourth player? Are you looking at my screen?
I'm not looking at your screen. Sorry.
Lies. Lies. Who you got?
I've kind of danced around him, but I do think Isaiah Mosey. Did you mention Mosey yet?
I did not.
Yeah, I think
so.
Isaiah,
you can
Mosey.
Mention him now.
Yeah, Isaiah Mosey needs to be mentioned here as a guy. Again, in the wide receiver position, what we talked about with Cortez Mills, is going to be tough competition to get on the field, but it's a position that true freshmen, if you are one of the best, it's not a whole lot of acclimation. So we'll see what happens with him there. I think Mosey was a big recruiting get for Nebraska. Could be a big on the field get right away in year 1.
I like it. We need wide receivers to step up. We need defensive linemen to step up. All right, quick score update for all the Jayskers out there, the Creighton Blue Jays. Let me do my math here. Oh, they're up by 2 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. So that is 2 6-pointers, an extra point, and a 2-pointer. That is 65 to 50. All right, the Blue Jays are up, and Purdue and High Point are on commercial. Again, that is a school, not a drill that you run in practice. Okay. My last guy, and my only question mark about this is the ACL.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
So he's actually going to join us on Tuesday, Tyson Terry. Mm. He's going to be joining us on Tuesday. All right, I believe at 12:30 is the time that him and I discuss. So I'm going to ask him, where are you at with the ACL? What's the recovery look like? Have you had surgery? Do you need surgery? How do you not have surgery if you're not having surgery with torn ACL? How does this work? If he's healthy, the dude's undefeated in wrestling in high school, goes out and wins another state championship on a torn ACL. There's something unique about wrestlers. There's something unique about individuals who've already shown they can play through injury. Okay, this dude, like, height, weight rise wise, he's there. He can obviously, you know, continue to grow and develop and get bigger and stronger once he gets to Nebraska. But we need young guys to step up. And this isn't even me being biased towards the D-line. This is me saying that's the biggest question mark I see on the entire team as far as unproven players, which doesn't mean they can't do it. It just means they haven't done it yet. And so I'm starting to look around like, all right, Riley Van Poppel, all these other guys that we've already mentioned. Okay. Davis as well, who entered the portal, then came back. All right. Look at a young guy coming in like Tyson Terry. As long as he's healthy, he's a guy that could potentially factor in to this as well. Dude, I'll never forget. You remember, Bernard Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember he played as a true freshman, a true sophomore, and then redshirted his true junior year? Remember that?
I did not remember that, but I can't, yeah.
So, number 5, all right, that was his number. And
gold teeth, right? I mean,
yeah, gold teeth, pretty shiny teeth, all that there. Good yeah, stuff. Yeah. Ate nothing but steak every day at the training table. No greens, no vegetables, just steak every single day at the training table. All right, so my true freshman year was the year Chris Kelsey was a senior. Justin Smith, who didn't start, was a senior. Demo, who does stuff here with teammates on the ticket every Tuesday. Check out that awesome show. Des Moines Adams was a senior. And then Trevor Johnson was a junior. I think I mentioned this before. Like, I knew I was going to come in a redshirt. Jay Moore was the other guy that came in with me. All right. But there was Bernard as a junior with all these other juniors and all these other seniors. And they knew that Jay, I knew I was going to redshirt. Then Jay decided to redshirt. And I remember they chatted. I think actually Bernard went to them and asked to redshirt because they still had four good DNs with Chris, Demo, Justin. Not as well known, but a guy who played a ton as a backup all 4 years after he redshirted. And then Trevor Johnson, who started for 2 years at Nebraska, a couple years. And actually, I played with him in D.C. as well. St. Louis as well. And I'll never forget being like, this dude's going to redshirt as a junior. That was crazy to me. But then he started his last 2 years. So after he was gone, I think I was a junior or senior by then. Coach Blake was our D-line coach. And let's just say Bernard was having and he does a lot of stuff with kids now, by the way. I actually need to hit him up. I need to promote what he's doing. He does a lot of stuff in the community for kids from hard situations, things of that nature. So I actually need to get a hold of him and promote what he's doing now. But we come into D-line meetings one day, and Coach Blake goes, "Can I play all this voicemail?" And I was like, "Huh? Like, what kind of?" He goes, I got one from Bernard. And I was like, "Yep, I want to listen." As soon as I heard that, I want to listen. And it was from the D-line coach with the Ravens about Bernard. Basically, the D-line coach is, what's up with this Bernard guy? Like, he drives to practice every day with his helmet and shoulder pads on. What is going on with this dude? And then he listed some other things that I don't recall. But I'm just imagining, and Bernard had a little bit of a souped-up car. I'm just imagining Bernard driving with no jersey, just his shoulder pads. He didn't specify if the jersey was on or not. I don't know. Just in my mind, is no jersey, just his shoulder pads and his helmet on to practice every day. Number one, I 100% believed it. Number two, I don't know how that ever played out. But again, Bernard's doing great things in the community, and I want to get that info. I'll reach out to him, see if we can't help promote what he's doing for the kids in the area. All right, that's all 4. You gave 4, I gave 4, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, when we come back, we got some Husker sports updates. All right, Nebraska baseball. Maybe they're getting on the right track. Gets a sweep. All right. Nebraska women's gymnastics getting ready for the Big Ten championships. And Husker wrestling getting ready to compete in the national championships. That actually starts today. We'll talk about that when we get back. Don't go anywhere.